When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in, Friday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. Buck out with his lovely wife, Carrie, on vacation. He will be back on Monday with me. But in the meantime, we got 3 hours of fun rolling your way to take you into the weekend. A lot to discuss. Let me give you a little bit of a rundown of where we're headed. Betsy DeVos is going to join us at 1:30 to talk these ridiculous and absurd new Title IX regulations that have been propounded by the Biden administration that would effectively endorse the idea that what matters is not your actual gender, but your gender identity. It's a direct attack on women's sports. We've been expecting it for a while. We will talk about that with her at 2:30 from the Daily Wire. Matt Walsh, many of you know him from the great movie that he made, What is a Woman? He also does good work at the Daily Wire, variety of different aspects there. He will join us at 2:30 to roll into the weekend. All of that, a lot of fun. We've got several different stories that we will be covering. The NPR head, this new crazy woman, previously rigged Wikipedia. I want to make sure that you guys hear the audio so you know the impact that she's going to have in her new job. I can't believe this is real, but it's a perfect Friday story. Joe Biden claimed that his uncle was eaten by cannibals. I've been not making this up. This really happened. The White House now says he died in a plane crash instead. We will discuss that. Biden tried to go to a gas station in Pennsylvania, and now they are running ads to let you know that Joe Biden, he's not a dementia-riddled and addled imbecile. He's actually very, very sharp. We will play that for you. Plus, my buddy Stephen A. Smith continues to tee off on Joe Biden and make the case for why Donald Trump is continuing to grow his support, particularly among minority voters. We will discuss all that and more. But I wanted to start with all of you. This caught me by surprise. Yesterday, when we finished the show, there had been two jurors removed from the Trump jury, and I said that it felt like things were spiraling out of control there. Then, after we got off the air, they had a rapid level of success, and they managed to seat all of the new jury here. So we now have, I believe the number is 12 jurors seated, one alternate in the Trump criminal trial. They are on track, they say, to start this trial on Monday. Court is taking place today. They are trying to get more alternates seated, up to 6 total alternates. But those alternate jurors would be in the courtroom and they would be watching. but they would only have a say in the outcome of the case if other jurors, that is the 12 initially seated jurors, were forced out. And we now have pretty good biographical descriptions of all of the jurors in this case. And I wanted to walk through them with you, as Buck and I did when there were seven seated. A big part of how a case is going to go, particularly one like this, where we know there is a rigged jury that is likely to be very much in favor of Alvin Bragg, the state of New York, and opposed to Donald Trump. I want to run through what we know about the 12 jurors that have been seated at this point in time. And I'm reading from the New York Times. Juror number one works in sales, lives in West Harlem. This is our Irish buddy. He said he enjoys outdoor activities, gets his news from the New York Times, watches Fox News and MSNBC, which I'm sorry. Sounds like you're lying to me if you say you watch Fox News and MSNBC, unless you're me or Buck and your job is to analyze the media. I don't think there are actually very many people who watch both of those. He said he's heard about some of former President Donald Trump's other criminal cases, but didn't have an opinion about him. Juror one's going to vote to convict. Okay? Just based on this biographical sketch, Irish guy who lives in Harlem claims that he gets his news from Fox News and MSNBC. I'm sorry, this guy hates Trump. He's going to vote to convict. This is my analysis, by the way. People out there are going to say, Clay Travis told you exactly what all the juries are going to, juror members are going to do. He's jury tampering again. Put him in handcuffs. Put him in prison. So far, I've not been arrested. Trust me, you'll know if I am arrested. This is my opinion, analyzing based on the biographical information provided by the New York Times, which is where I'm reading this from. Juror 2 works in finance, lives in Hell's Kitchen. He said he likes hiking, music concerts, and enjoying New York City. He said he follows Mr. Trump's former fixer, Michael Cohen, on social media, but he also said he follows figures like Kellyanne Conway. He said he believed Mr. Trump had done some good for the country, adding, it goes both ways. I'm sorry. If you follow Michael Cohen on Twitter, you hate Trump. This guy is not voting that Trump is not guilty. I'm sorry. You follow Michael Cohen, that should be a strike to me. This feels like the first two guys here are definitely likely to vote that Trump is guilty. Juror 3 works in the legal field, lives in Chelsea, said he doesn't follow the news, but when he does, he reads the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and finds articles using Google. He said he was not very familiar with Mr. Trump's other criminal cases. Again, this is a guilty verdict. I think we got three bad jurors for Trump so far. Juror 4, engineer from the Upper West Side, asked how he was during jury selection. He responded, I'm freezing. When a lawyer asked if he had strong feelings about Mr. Trump, he responded, no, not really. Now, evidently, the courtroom has really been cold. So that's kind of a funny answer as you kind of break down here. But I don't buy into the idea that anybody sitting in a jury pool in Manhattan doesn't have strong feelings about Trump. When you say, no, not really, it feels to me like you're covering things up. Juror 5 works in education and is from Harlem. She said she tries to avoid political conversations, doesn't care for news. She said she appreciates Mr. Trump's candor. President Trump speaks his mind. I would rather that in a person than someone who's in office and you don't know what they're doing behind the scenes. Black woman in education from Harlem. She is not voting not guilty. I'm sorry. Juror 6 works in technology, lives in Chelsea, gets her news from the New York Times, Google, Facebook, and TikTok. Oh, God. She said she probably has different beliefs than Mr. Trump, but, quote, this is a free country. Young woman gets her information from TikTok, disagrees with Trump, but believes it's a free country, lives in Chelsea. I think we're 0 for 6, guys. First six jurors, I think we are 0 for 6. Now, let me bring in producer Allie, who didn't know I was going to pull her up here. But you live in New York City. You've lived in New York City for a long time. Is there anything in these first six jurors' biographical details that you think I'm missing? Or as they are being described and as I am reading them to you from the New York Times, are you with me that this does not sound like a very favorable jury pool to Trump?
Absolutely not. And having just done jury duty myself, like 2 months ago, I don't have a good feeling about this at all. No.
And there's nothing that is from these first six jurors that, as someone living in New York City, would make you think for a moment, just based on the neighborhoods or any of these descriptions, oh, that could be favorable.
No, absolutely not.
Okay, this is not good. All right, so that's the first six. I'm going to hit you the next six in a minute here. But I want to tell you a story, too. Allie just said she had done jury duty recently. I do think there's a significant factor here that I'm going to discuss in a little bit. It is there are two lawyers that have been seated on this jury pool. And they weren't stricken. You have the ability as the defense or the prosecution to just strike jurors that you think are going to be uniquely disfavorable to you. And I have been on jury duty only once in my life. I've only been called once. And it was a mall Santa dispute. Guy was a mall Santa, and somehow he had gotten into a contract dispute. I mean, he legitimately looked like Santa Claus sitting at the plaintiff table. He was suing, I think it was a mall, over a contract dispute when he was playing Santa Claus in the mall. Sorry, when he was, this was not the real Santa Claus for the kids out there that are in the car. Santa Claus was not on trial, not the real Santa Claus. This was a pretend Santa Claus. And so pretend Santa Claus is there. And I actually got seated in the jury, in the jury seating area. I was going to be on this jury. And then by mutual agreement, the plaintiff and defense lawyer recognized me because at the time I was doing sports talk radio, and they both said they liked listening to the radio show. So by mutual agreement, they were going to allow me to not have to serve on the jury so they could listen to me talk about sports. This is all 100% true. That's the only time I've ever been called and actually been into a courtroom. I thought I would get knocked and taken off because I am a lawyer. They didn't do that. They took me off because I happened to do radio. It's very strange, I would say incredibly rare. When I come back, I'm going to go through the other six jurors. This almost never happens that you would have two lawyers sitting on a trial. Usually they get knocked off this the trial. Super fascinating. Big gamble, I would say, from both sides to allow this guy to continue. And so I think this is very, very interesting to contemplate. We'll talk about that in a moment, but I want to tell you in the meantime, my oldest son's out of town right now. He's away on a school event until Tuesday. I just texted him when I sat down to start this show to check in and see how his trip is going so far. I've been texting him. I was flying back from Seattle late last night. I was texting him because he was on the road. He was at the hotel. I trust Pure Talk to stay in touch with my family. They are absolutely phenomenal when it comes to allowing you to be able to have great interaction with your family, and they also save you a bundle in the process. For just $20 a month, you get unlimited talk, text, plenty of 5G data, same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. My family relies on Pure Talk service. Average size family can save $1,000 a year. What could that mean for you at the end of the year when you're getting all those Christmas presents ready, when you're getting ready for New Year's, trying to take care of the family budget? Pure Talk can make a big difference for you. Plus, they're located here in America. They respect your values, and they can save you a bundle. Dial #250, say the keywords Clay and Buck to make the switch today. You can be like me and let you and your family stay in touch through Pure Talk. That's #250. Say the keywords Clay and Buck. One more time, #250. Say Clay and Buck.
Inspiring you to seek out the truth. The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it will get you, though? For $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average size family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can keep your cell phone number and your phone, or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids.
Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values, who supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.
All right, rolling through the jury that the first six I said is not good. I'm struggling to find any positivity here. Juror 7 works in the legal field, lives on the Upper East Side. He said he's aware of Mr. Trump's other cases, doesn't have an opinion about his character. Said he had political views on the Trump presidency, agreeing with some policies and disagreeing with others. Again, Not a big fan of juror number 7 either. And I think to the extent that I'm talking about the fact that there are two lawyers on this case, if you're a lawyer in New York City, I think the political pressure on you to vote to convict is going to be off the charts. Because there are very few lawyers who work in law firms that would even represent Trump. His defense attorney had to leave a big law firm because they were so angry at the fact that he was willing to represent Trump. This is a big issue in the law that doesn't get a lot of attention. How woke law firms have become is off the charts. There are diversity quotas in terms of the lawyers who represent companies now. You don't hear a lot of discussion about this. A lot of law firms require diverse representation now, and or the clients require it. They don't require the best lawyer anymore. They want there to be 20% minority, 35% female representation. It's crazy. As somebody who worked in a law firm and as someone who employs lawyers, I don't care about anything other than, are you the best legal representation that I can afford? It's crazy. Juror 8, Upper East Side, worked in finance, said he reads the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and watches CNBC and the BBC. He enjoys fly fishing, skiing, and yoga. During jury selection, he said he had no opinions or beliefs that would prevent him from being impartial. Ali, you're the yo guy. Do you think that anybody that you work out with in doing yoga in Manhattan, other than you, would be willing to vote not guilty for Trump on a criminal trial?
Ooh, that's a tough one, Clay. Is it hot yoga?
Does the yoga matter? Is you think hot yoga or is cold yoga is more likely to be favorable to Trump?
I don't think it's looking good.
That yoga, there are a few hobbies that I see and I say, you are not going to be a Trump person. Yoga is one of them. And I know I'm going to get deluged from all the yoga people who are big Trump people now. You're in a substantial minority, especially if you're in New York City. Okay.
Well, there's New York yoga and then there's yoga in other places that I wouldn't say the same.
Yeah, like Birmingham, Alabama yoga might be different than New York City yoga, but we're talking about New York City yoga right now.
Absolutely.
Juror 9, works in education from the Upper East Side. She said of Trump, he was our president. Everybody knows who he is. Adding that when he was in office, everyone was kind of talking about politics. Yeah, that's a guilty. I mean, this is not a good jury. Juror 10, businessman who lives in Murray Hill. Allie, where's Murray Hill? What does that tell us?
Actually, that's not far from me in the East Village.
Okay. Said he doesn't follow the news, adding, if anything, it's the New York Times. Said he likes listening to podcasts on behavioral psychology, adding, it's my hobby. Said he does not have a strong opinion on Trump. All right, those are the first 10. I'm not feeling good about any of them. I felt good yesterday a little bit, not anywhere near very optimistic right now. I would love to hear from Trump's defense attorney if he's optimistic about any of these guys, honestly, or gals. But we will break down the rest of this jury when we come back. Officially seated, could start hearing evidence on Monday. Hugely important jury, the biggest and most important jury since the O.J. Simpson trial. And I wish I knew that some of these jurors had signed up for chalk. Because then I would say, hey, you know what? Maybe they listened to Clay and Buck. Maybe they're worried about having more testosterone in their life. Maybe they're willing to stand up to all the wusses out there who are trying to rig our election. Maybe they love American democracy and want to stand for a republic of justice. But I don't know that any of them have high testosterone. I don't know that any of them take chalk. But boy, oh boy, I wish they did. You should go check it out, choq.com. In the space of just 3 months, you can increase your overall testosterone by 20%. Did you know that right now you have half the testosterone of your grandfather or your great-grandfather in that forever? Get signed up today. Fight for truth and justice with testosterone at chalk, choq.com. My name, Clay. Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Breaking down what I think is a very bad jury for Donald Trump. I would love to be wrong. I would love for there to be someone who's willing to look at this evidence, point out that it's crap. I'm hoping maybe a couple of the lawyers would, because if I were seated on this jury, I would be unable to get past the fact that, frankly, it's total garbage. And I would know that Alvin Bragg usually treats felonies as misdemeanors, and here he's treating a misdemeanor as a felony. I would understand that the statute of limitations has passed. I would understand that the element that even allows this case to have occurred, that is the second crime, is actually in question, and I think legally untenable, to say nothing of the fact that I think Michael Cohen is a huge liar, and he is the star witness in this case. So I'm hoping that maybe a couple of the lawyers that are on this jury, two of the 12, unheard of, frankly, to have two lawyers on a jury like this of 12. But I'm running through the biographical sketches that have been provided by the New York Times. You'll notice, by the way, the New York Times leaves out the race of the jurors, which is pretty significant, too, in terms of just analyzing the likelihood. In other words, I think a couple of these jurors are black women. If you just had to say who are the most likely group to dislike Donald Trump in New York City, it would be black women. I mean, that's not any massive leap of logic, but I do think it's interesting that they won't include race here. Only time race gets included in the New York Times is when a white cop shoots somebody who's black. Juror 11, product manager, lives in Upper Manhattan. She said she doesn't have strong opinions about Trump, but added, "I don't like his persona, how he presents himself in public." She then added, "I don't like some of my coworkers, but I don't try to sabotage their work," drawing laughter from the jury box. That's pretty funny, that coworker line. But I was talking with producer Ali off air about this. I am incredibly skeptical about anyone who says they don't really have an opinion of Trump. To me, that feels like something you would say if you're trying to get seated on the jury. I feel like everyone has an opinion of Trump. It could be pro or con. It could be that you try to avoid him. It can be that you pay a ton of attention to him. He's probably the most opinion-driving person in America today. So when you say, "I don't really have an opinion," I tend to think that you are not being honest. Juror 12, works in healthcare, lives on the Upper East Side. She likes listening to live music, hiking, and listening to religious podcasts. Maybe that's possible positive, since if you listen to religious podcasts in general, I would say that you're probably more likely to vote Republican than not. I think that's probably true. I think most of you would probably say that. That is the 12 jurors that will decide Donald Trump's fate. This trial is going to start on Monday. Do any of them have the willingness to actually stand up to this cavalcade of left-wing attack and lawfare against Trump? I don't know. It can be very hard if you're in that jury and there isn't somebody else who has the same opinion as you to be willing not to go with the consensus. One of the cool things that we did back in law school, it's been 20 years now when I was in law school, but Vanderbilt University Law School has a mock courtroom basically that they have created where you can do a trial advocacy course. And that's very fun because you learn how to move in the courtroom, you learn how to introduce evidence, you learn a lot of the aspects associated with being a trial lawyer. Most lawyers never go to trial. Most lawyers do not have practice in the courtroom. But it is very cool to be involved in that process. I think if I had stayed and continued to practice law, I think I would have been a trial lawyer. Because basically what we do in media now, Buck and myself, is we make cases to you guys every single day for 3 hours. Here are the facts. Here's why I think they matter. Here's the story connected to it. Really, trial lawyers are just storytellers. And the trial lawyer who tells the best story typically is going to win. But one of the things you get to do is they bring in regular people off the streets. I think they pay them. Not a lot of money. But they say, "We want you to serve as a juror." And then you do mock trials. And you conduct cross-examinations. You present opening and closing arguments. You do all of that. And then you can watch the jury on camera in the jury room discuss what they thought of your presentation, what they thought of your witnesses, what they liked and did not like. And this is something that usually you don't get the opportunity to see, which is what a real jury sounds like when they debate the evidence that has been presented. Now, this is not obviously a real jury, but it is instructive because you can learn how you appear to the jury. One of my favorite tricks of a trial lawyer is men are seen as far more trustworthy by women on juries if they're married. There are trial lawyers out there who will wear a wedding ring even if they are single because they want to have that appeal to the jury. And overwhelmingly, it's really very fascinating psychologically, right? Overwhelmingly, women trust married men more than they do single men. I think probably it's that, hey, if you've got a family, if there's a woman who's willing to live with you, you can't really be that bad. I think that's the way that the female mind works in that context, such that it's so well known that some men who are single appearing before a jury will wear a wedding ring for the trial just as that context clue. It's very fascinating how the jury is impacted. And if the jury is dealing with skilled attorneys, which I imagine they would be here, they will vacillate pretty significantly based on the quality of the opening and closing arguments in terms of what they believe. Now, this trial is going to go on 6 to 8 weeks, but ultimately, it's much like a coach with a team. You can only be as good as the talent of the team that you have. You can still mold them in the best of your ability, but if you don't have a group that is able to go in the direction you want, you're not going to have a lot of success. So really, the jury is more important than anything else, I think, that happens in this case. Because if you got one or two people that are willing to really give Trump potentially the benefit of the doubt as opposed to try to throw the book at him, I don't think they're going to get a conviction. And you would think the math would suggest that there would be at least one or two Trump voters that could get on this jury. At least one would be the rough math. Two maybe if things went well. But I don't feel very good about this jury right now based on the biographical sketch details that I just read to you and that I've been reading from several other different media outlets. I'm open if you guys, based on the 12 that I just ran through, disagree. We'll take some of your calls, by the way, because it's Friday. 800-282-2882. Allie, you live in New York City. Do you feel at all confident based on the 12 jurors that I just ran through?
Unfortunately, I don't. I really don't.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't think there's any way this is going to work out well for Trump, period.
Okay, and if that's true, I still would circle back to my original position on these, on this case and on the cases in general, which I've been saying for basically a year now. I don't think that what happens in these criminal cases is going to have an impact in terms of the overall race. And that is because I still believe that Joe Biden's lack of mental and physical acuity is the issue that is ultimately going to be dispositive in this race, which is why I think Trump's going to win. And if you think that I'm wrong on that, well, the Biden campaign seems to agree. When we come back, I'm going to play you their latest ad, which wants you to know Biden is actually really in control of everything. He's sharp. Anybody who thinks that he's lost a step or that he isn't able to be the leader of the free world, well, shame on you. I'll play that ad for you. Spoiler alert, it ain't good for Biden. Number one fantasy sports app out there in America right now, Prize Picks. Easiest, most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. And if you haven't downloaded Prize Picks, do it today. Unlike other apps, Prize Picks, you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for sports you know best and that you follow the most, then you make a single decision, more or less. super easy to do. Great weekend to start. 10 NBA postseason series beginning soon. I think 8 different NBA postseason series underway. You also have Major League Baseball. I'm going to be watching the Braves tonight with my 13-year-old. May go into Prize Picks and make some picks for that game because it's a lot of fun to watch the Braves. I'm a big Major League Baseball fan because of my boys now. Pick 2 to 6 players. Super easy. You can play it in Georgia. You can play it in my home state of Tennessee. You can play it in California. You can play it in Texas. Big difference. They're legal and able to be rolling in 30 different states. Download the free Prize Picks app today to open your account. Use my name, Clay. That's C-L-A-Y for a first deposit match up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app. Use that promo code Clay. Get set up and get the deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. PrizePicks.com. My name, C-L-A-Y.
You know them as conservative radio hosts. Now just get to know them as guys on the Sunday Hang podcast with Clay and Buck. Find it in their podcast feed on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-GOLD.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it will get you, though? For $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average size family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can keep your cell phone number and your phone or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids.
Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values, who supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks. Go to puretalk.com/buck to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/buck.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us as we break down the Trump jury, the 12 people that have been seated. Reminder, they're going to have 6 alternates, so some of the 12 that I discussed with you may not end up in the final jury pool.
But that is the direction that they are potentially going to be headed. Couple of different things. I told you that I wanted to play the audio of this new ad that they're running that is making the case that Biden is actually really very, very much mentally sharp. Here is cut 12. Listen to a snippet of that.
Love to tell the story about meeting President Biden, because when you meet him, this guy's as sharp as a knife. They have nothing else to attack, because they can't attack the things that he's doing that are so good for this country. Joe Biden gets things done. That's just who he is.
Okay. I'm sorry. You cannot convince me that Joe Biden is mentally sharp. We've told you that this is where this was going to go. But can we play that ad for you again? Because the guy says the only thing they can say about Biden is that he's mentally sharp, because you can't attack what he does. Listen to listen to how bad of an ad this is. Let me play that one more time. It's 15 seconds.
Love to tell a story about meeting President Biden, because when you meet him, this guy's as sharp as a knife. They have nothing else to attack, because they can't attack the things that he's doing that are so good for this country. Joe Biden gets things done. That's just who he is.
They have nothing else to attack because he's getting so many good things done for the country. I'm paraphrasing that argument. This may be the worst ad of all time. If you have to tell someone that someone is sharp, they aren't sharp. Have you ever met a really smart person and felt compelled to tell other people how smart they are? It is not a good sign. But actually, it's not only that Biden is mentally and cognitively not able to do the job. I've said on this show, I don't think that Joe Biden could do any job that required significant management in America today. I don't think he could do the job of a Walmart greeter. I don't think he could stand in the front of Walmart for 8 hours and shake hands. I legitimately do not believe he could do it. Couldn't manage a gas station, couldn't do anything on this program, couldn't do any job that we have at OutKick. Couldn't do basically any job in America, and he has the most important job in America, but he's failed at everything. So when you are arguing, the only thing they have to attack him for is his mental fitness. Actually, no, we can attack him for the border, for crime, for war in Europe, for war in the Middle East, for inflation, for the fact that your wages have not kept up with the overall cost of goods in this country, which is probably the single most important thing that people notice. Everything that Biden had touched has turned to crap. The Bidas touch. Everything he's been involved in is worse. And I love Game of Thrones. Our crew pulled a line from Tywin Lannister, who was the dwarf in Game of Thrones. Am I going to get a medal here because I didn't say midget? The dwarf, the little person. Can you say dwarf now? I don't even know. They called him a dwarf on Game of Thrones. He says, if you listen to this cut from Game of Thrones talking about mental acuity of leadership.
Any man who must say, I am the king, is no true king.
Sorry, I have to play that again because they were talking to me. I got him crossed up. That's Tyrion, who is the father of, Tywin, who is the father of Tyrion. Is that right? Play it one more time.
Any man who must say, I am the king, is no true king.
Yeah. Anytime you have to argue that you are something, you are in a tough spot. When you are arguing, I am mentally on top of things, I'm mentally sharp, 75% of people have already made up their mind that Biden isn't. So he's not going to be able to change that. And if you saw the video, I shared this on social yesterday. He went to a Wawa in Pennsylvania, tried to order. First of all, he couldn't close a box. You know, like a donut box that you would get if you went into Dunkin' Donuts or something like that. You just have to put the box in. He couldn't do it. Couldn't shut the box. And then was trying to order a milkshake and wasn't able to order a milkshake. Maybe they decided ice cream wasn't a good look, so now he's going milkshake. This is two straight days they've sent him into Pennsylvania gas stations. Two straight days he's been ignored. I think it's an attempt to respond to the viral video that Trump had from Chick-fil-A down in Atlanta. And all it does is further illuminate how out of touch Biden is. They even left him in those sunglasses, like Buck has pointed out, that they do to try to keep you from being able to see how vacant his stare is. It's really pretty crazy. Speaking of crazy, when we come back, you're not going to believe the NPR lady.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.